Welcome to the Muse Dreams Podcast, a place to discover how to bring your art out of hiding or to the next level. I'm your host, Mia Walters. I'm an artist, the creator of the Muse Activation Method, and a certified active dreaming and intentional creativity teacher. I will be your guide on this adventure to awaken your creative inspiration at the source. Welcome, beautiful dreamers, to another episode of the Muse Dreams Podcast. Today, we're diving into the next pillar of the Muse Activation Method, intuition practices. And these practices are the secret language between you and your inner muse, the whispers, nudges, flashes of insight that guide you toward creative breakthroughs, clarity, and a deeper connection with your own soul's truth. So often, we look outside of ourselves for answers, but the most profound wisdom lies within. Intuition practices help us tune into that inner voice, strengthening our ability to trust our knowing, even when it doesn't quite make logical sense. And let's talk about some of my favorite tools for cultivating intuition, creativity, and self-discovery. The first one is oracle cards. Pulling a card is like opening a conversation with your intuition. The images, symbols, and words can spark insight you might never have reached through pure logic. When I feel creatively stuck or when life feels uncertain, I shuffle my favorite deck, take a few deep breaths, and I ask a question like, what is it that I need to know about whatever it is? What else do I need to know about it? What am I not seeing? What messages does my muse have for me today? What energy do I need to embody to move forward creatively? Then I draw a card and I simply notice what images, words, or feelings arise. And I've drawn a card from my own Quantum Legacy Oracle deck to share with you. And I pulled the expansion card. And the keywords are limitless possibilities, potential, curiosity, law of increase, amplification. And about this card, gazing at the horizon, a woman looks upon two planets, one resembling Jupiter and the other the moon. Above her is the symbol of her guardian angels in the form of soft, colorful feathers, guiding her and watching over her. As she wades through the waters of possibility, her image is multiplying as she courageously discovers different versions of her being that are waiting to be explored. And the meaning is, drawing the expansion card heralds a time of expansive growth and exploration of possibility, both in the material world and spiritually. You're being guided and protected as shown by the angel wings above. When your intuition nudges you to try something new and step outside your comfort zone, trust that these parts of you have always existed. They are now being brought out into this version and experience of yourself. If you feel called to take a new course, shift your style, start a new relationship, or move to a new house, this is your sign. You are already expanding into a new reality. Go for it. Hope you enjoyed that card. Another beautiful way to access your intuition is through meditation and visualization. Meditation is a doorway into deeper listening and imagination. One of my favorite practices is a gentle visualization journey where you imagine meeting your muse in a vivid place like a lush garden, an ancient temple, or a cozy sunlit studio. You might ask them a question about your creative path or simply absorb the feelings and images that arise. Even brief moments of quiet breathing and stillness can open a channel for unexpected insights, images, or sensations that feel like gentle whispers from your inner knowing. Whether you're awake in meditation, active dreaming, or asleep in your dreams, these states connect you to your subconscious and the symbolic language of images and metaphors. It's like moving fluidly along a continuum from conscious visualization to dreamtime exploration. And both meditation and dream work become powerful portals for creative problem solving and receiving messages from your inner wisdom and for sparking inspiration. So even if you've listened to our episode on intuitive dreaming, remember that meditation and visualization during waking hours can be just as transformative, offering you a bridge into the same rich liminal space where your muse loves to play. Another one is bibliomancy and pendulum work. Also, cleidomancy. Another set of wonderful ways to connect with your intuition comes through these tools. So let's start with bibliomancy. What even is it? This practice involves opening a book at random and letting the words on the page bring you a message. When you're searching for guidance, pick up a book that feels meaningful. It could be a poetry collection, a sacred text, or a favorite novel. Close your eyes, flip through the pages, and let your finger land wherever it wants to. Read the sentence or paragraph you find and ask yourself how it might relate to what's on your mind. It's amazing how often the words feel perfectly timed, like the law of rhythm almost, like they're meant just for you. And then there's cleidomancy. This is the art of listening for random words, phrases, or sounds around you and seeing them as possible messages. It might be a stranger's passing comment, a line from a song on the radio, or something someone nearby suddenly says. So, for example, if you've been debating a big creative leap, you hear someone say, "Go for it." You might feel like your muse is speaking to you through the world around you. It's a beautiful way to stay in conversation with life itself. The key to this is to set the intention for the message you would like to hear and then listen for the first message that comes across your path. I learned first about this in one of my mentor's books called Sidewalk Oracles. And then we have, and it's Robert Moss, sorry, Robert Moss, he's the author of that book. And then we have pendulum work. A pendulum simply is a small weight hanging on a chain or string. I have one that is an amethyst stone. You hold it still, you ask clear yes or no question, and then you watch how it starts to swing. It might move forward and back, side to side, or in circles. Many people believe a pendulum reflects subtle signals from your subconscious mind, helping you find clarity when you're unsure which way to go. And I feel like it works through your nervous system as your hand holds the pendulum. So all of these tools remind us that guidance can come from anywhere. The world around you is alive with signs and waiting to support you on your path if you're willing to listen. So why does any of this matter? Intuition practices are so much more than like mystical fun. They can be certainly magical and joyful, but these tools are bridges between your conscious mind and the vast creative intelligence that lives in your subconscious. They can help you step beyond logical thinking. Creative ideas often live in spaces beyond reason. Intuition practices give you permission to explore those liminal spaces where inspiration dwells. They can help you to embrace creative flow. When you trust your intuitive hits, you move with more ease and confidence in your creative projects and in life. They can help you access your unique creative voice. Intuition is deeply personal. These practices help you tune into what you truly want to express rather than following trends or external expectations. They can transform your relationship with uncertainty. Instead of fearing the unknown, you learn to dance with it. Creative breakthroughs often arrive from places that we cannot predict. And you can reclaim inner authority. In a world full of noise, these tools bring you back to your own wisdom. You realize that you are your own oracle. And creativity itself is a transformative force. It changes how we see ourselves and the world. It heals old stories. It can reveal new possibilities. Intuition is the compass that guides this transformation. And when we practice listening deeply, whether it's through cards, books, overheard words, meditation, dreams, even the pages of our own journals, we strengthen the muscle of inner trust. And that trust becomes the birthplace of courage and profound personal change. and authentic art. So here's my invitation for you today. Choose one intuition practice that calls to you. Try it this week. Pull a card, sit in meditation, crack open a book for a bibliomancy. Write it in your journal. Ask your dreams for guidance. And most importantly, listen. Your muse is waiting to speak. And thank you so much for joining me today on this journey into the pillar of our intuition practices. I'd love to hear what insights you discover. Be sure to connect with me on Instagram or Facebook at Muse Dreams Art and share your experiences. And if you sign up for the newsletter, you can be notified of the pre-order for the Quantum Legacy Oracle deck on musedreams.com. Until next time, keep dreaming, keep creating, and trust your inner wisdom. Thank you so much for listening to the Muse Dreams podcast. Follow us on your favorite social media at Muse Dreams Art and on our website at musedreams.com for updates, behind-the-scenes content, and to sign up for the Muse Letter and more. If you have questions or show topics, I'd love to hear your thoughts and ideas, so feel free to reach out and connect. Muse Dreams, a podcast for artists, dreamers, and spiritual seekers on the path of creative discovery.